I just want to thank everybody for coming out here today for Justice Farahi Brown Jr. It's a nice, strong showing from the Bay Area, and this is, you know, it's tragic that we have to come together for such reasons, but nevertheless, it's great that we can see this community coming out to support the struggle for justice. For those who have just become familiar with the case, of course, Raheem Brown Jr. was assassinated by Oakland School Police officers Jonathan Belusa on January 22nd of this year.
On the 13th.
Okay, put it on IndieBay.
Oh, it is on IndieBay.
Okay, cool. On the 13th?
Officers remain free. No charges have been filed against either officers, and both officers are still working. And we find that completely unacceptable. There's no justice yet that has been done for Raheem Brown Jr. and his family. And, of course, more youth in the Oakland Unified School District are at risk with killer cops on patrol. And so we've gathered here today to make a loud and clear call out for justice for Raheem Brown Jr. And we're going to go from here in a little while to the Oakland School District building, where they're having their first meeting back after summer holiday. And we are going to make some demands of the Oakland Unified School District. One second here. All right. So, the demands that will be, sorry about that, folks, the demands that we are making here today is that we are calling for, thank you, for the immediate termination of the following members of the Governing Board of the Oakland Unified School District, otherwise known as the Oakland Board of Education. We are calling for the immediate termination of Board President Gary Yee, who is the only executive member of this board. He's the focal point. If you had to hold someone accountable for the board's collective activity, that would be where it lies. He also doubles as the chair of their ethics committee. And so we're calling for the immediate termination of Board President Gary Yee. We are calling for the immediate termination of General Counsel Jacqueline Miner, as we find her to be in violation of the California Code of Professional Conduct when she stated on behalf of the Oakland Unified School Board that they found the assassination of Raheem Brown Jr. to be justified. Ooh. We are calling for the immediate termination of the chief of the Oakland School Police. That man's name is Peter Sarna. Chief Peter Sarna, we are calling for his immediate termination because whether or not he was even privy to the records of Officer Belusa and Bott, he should have known. And there's legal precedent for this. He should have known that they were dangerous to be used in that capacity and is therefore liable for their murderous actions. And of course, last but certainly not least, we are calling for the immediate termination of officers Belusa and Bott, who on January 22nd of this year were responsible for the assassination of Raheem Brown Jr. So again, thank you everyone for coming out to support this action. It's very important that we come together like this. You know, we've had a few high-profile police assassinations recently, and mainly high-profile because they've been caught on camera. And while that's an important tool in our arsenal to fight police brutality, we have to be very clear to remember that just because it wasn't caught on camera doesn't mean that it didn't happen, right. And doesn't mean that we don't need to stand up and fight for justice. So, that said, I'd like to call up Lori Davis. This is Raheem Brown Jr.'s mother.
Hello, Lori.
Do you want me to hold
it
for you?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Lori.
Happy birthday, Lori.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I wanted to ask me, can you speak? I want to thank all of you for coming and helping to support for my son, Raheem Malik Brown Jr. He would still be alive today if it wasn't for Jonathan Beluso and Barham Beck, who took my son's life for no reason at all. He was an unarmed man. They just wanted someone to murder that night, and Beluso loves murder, he loves shooting black people. If you can look at his record online about some of the cases of his police brutality, and that, I believe, just followed Beluso's orders because he just kept saying, I'm gonna kill this nigger. And they both decided to take my son's life. And we all know that officers always carry unregistered firearms as their backup weapon. In San Francisco, even the police officer out there stated that. You know, when was it, Harding? Yeah, when Harding got killed. I want to go down here and get these officers fired, and we need to start working on getting all the police out of the Oakland Unified School District. Have to worry about police officers in their schools while they're trying to get their education.
Schools, not jails.
Yeah.
Schools,
thank you.
Not jails.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Can I get just a round of applause too? Lori's very courageous today. We talked before deciding to host the rally this day, whether or not she wanted to do it on her birthday. And can we get a round of applause for the courage? Yeah. Of course, her going through this. Happy birthday. Raheem Brown Jr.'s father is here with us as well. Today, Raheem Brown Sr. Raheem, would you like to say a few words about your child?
Give him a round of applause.
Okay.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming and supporting the calls that we are here for. Son was a good man. He was a good young man. He was maturing into a better man. And it's hard for a person to stomach something that has occurred like this because of improper actions of force. And I just want justice for my son, for my family, and for him to rest in peace, and just people to get the understanding and the message that we're trying to pursue today, that in order, just because you have a badge, it does not give you the right to abuse your authority.
Say that.
Okay.
Talk about it.
And that it's a better way to manage your officers. Do something different. Give them more discipline education. Do something so this cannot keep occurring. Because what is happening is young children, young men, are not being able to fulfill the full aspect of their lives. And they're leaving people behind that care about them. Family members, children, vice versa. It's unnecessary for them to play God. So, on that note, thank you for coming, everyone. We really do deeply appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. And thank you. And rest in peace.
Thank you.
Junior, I love you. Miss you. Raheem Brown Jr. came from a big, wonderful family, and in the course of the last several months working with the family, we've got a chance to spend a lot of time with them and get to know them. And one of Raheem's little brothers is here. It's Christopher Brown, and he has really stepped up. He has really stepped up played a big role in helping his family and helping his parents and his little brothers struggle to recover through the slow recovery process when a tragedy of this nature happens. And Christopher is here today supporting his brother. Chris, did you want to say a few words? No? Okay. Yeah, absolutely. This is Brother Jabari.
Woo! Yeah. BSU,
come. Hey, man, how y'all doing, man? I know it's a tragic day, man, for us to be coming together, man. And I apologize for my lateness or whatnot, man. We feed the people on Wednesdays. Man, but I've been knowing Lori Davis, man, since the beginning of this tragedy. You know, I've been trying to fight since the beginning of the tragedy. And actually, I seen Officer Belusha at my child's school, you know, my son's 6 years old. My son's 6 years old, so he got personal to me. So, you know what I mean? For him to shoot a brother that's 20 years old for whatever they thought of him stealing the car or whatnot, okay, man. You know, that's one thing. But for the same officer to be armed at a six-year-old school, you know what I'm saying? 6 months after this has happened, man, this is intolerable. You know, we still fight. We still fight. You know, it was bad enough what happened with Oscar Grant. It was good that it was on camera, that we could fight. But this thing with Raheem Brown, man, this is going too far. For an officer to get terminated from the Oakland Police Department and be hired for our United Unit, our school district.
Say that.
For him to get fired from our police department to get him hired with our school district. Is intolerable. That's some shit that should not happen. Straight up. And the stories I heard about Raheem Brown, man, that he turned Muslim, he changed his life around, and he cared about his brothers and his sisters and his mama and his parents to make sure that things happen right in the family. And that's what we all should do. That's what I fight for as a black man in America, as being my mama's oldest child. So I appreciate and respect Raheem Brown for what he done for him and his family.
Okay.
But for an officer to be fired from Oakland Police and to be hired at the Oakland School District, that's intolerable. That's some shit that we cannot stand. For him to be able to shoot a black man 6 times in the face, once in the neck, and call him 3 different niggers. That's some shit that we cannot tolerate. We gotta stand up this day, that day, and the next day, in honor of Raheem Brown, to make sure that this doesn't happen again. We have to disarm the school police. Why are they there? Disband them. All they should be there to do is have counseling for our children. Maybe write a ticket for kids that's doing truancy type of things. But not to have guns. Not to threaten our children. And not to kill our children. We can't have this no more. We will not tolerate this no more. Justice for Raheem Brown. Justice for all our fallen soldiers. And disarm the school police. Thank you. My name is Jabari Shaw from the Black Student Union.
All right.
I'd like to bring up my partner, co-director with Education on Incarceration and the Idriselli Foundation, the mother of Idriselli, Misha Mulhay-Irizarry, longtime soldier in the fight for police accountability and the fight to end police brutality.
Yeah.
How you all doing?
Alright.
It's good to see people here today gathered. Forgive about the fate of poor black and brown people
right.
on the plantation in the Bay Area. Okay? As you may know, I'm the mother of Idris Telly. My only child was shot 48 times 10 years ago at the Metreon Theater by SFPD. But it ain't about my kid or me today. We are here in support of the family of Raheem Brown, Laurie, Chris, Manny, Raheem Sr., and all the beautiful people here who care about who Raheem Brown Jr. was, a father-to-be, a student, a peacemaker, a kid who, like all our kids who grew up in hard neighborhood, had turned his life around. All our kids had done some dirt. Hell, I did some dirt. You know what I'm saying? I threw my last gun in the bay in 1997. Okay? So let's be real. Let's be real. That's the reality of what happens here on the plantation to poor black and brown people. Okay? And Belusa, I think that he's the new untouchable. You know, he think he can probably do a sitcom now about the new untouchable. Because his father was a chief. He was a chief, his brother is a motorcycle cop, and he's laughing all his way to the bank. But it ain't gonna happen.
No.
Because the people here will not let it happen.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Keep
yeah.
on raging, my people. Keep on raging.
I'd like to call up to say a few words, Leslie from the Oscar Grant Committee.
Yeah.
We are Oscar Grant! Yeah!
No! I just made the speed limit 4 days ago, so I'm not as limber as I used to be. The Oscar Grant Committee Against Police Brutality and State Repression stands in solidarity with the family of Raheem Brown Jr. and demands justice for Raheem Brown. That means, what would justice mean? To us, justice would mean Belusa gets fired, Bot gets fired by the Board of Education, that the Alameda County District Attorney would press charges for murder against these two officers. That would be the beginning of justice, what justice would look like. They would be pressed for covering up for the conspiracy that they concocted on January 22nd, moments after they killed Raheem Brown. That's what justice would look like, and that's what we demand. Furthermore, we demand that the Oakland School Board disband the Oakland Unified School District Police Department. We don't want these police in our school. We don't want armed killers around our children on their school grounds. We don't need them and we don't want them.
That's right.
Back in the day, we used to have security guards on campuses, and they used to handle the issues that came up that inevitably comes up on a campus between children or what have you. And everything was fine and nobody got killed.
Right.
We gotta also take a deeper look at this. Because it isn't just Belusa and Bot. It's the system.
Yeah.
It's this rotten, decaying, global capitalist system. Yeah. And the very heart of this beast is white supremacy. Yeah. Is racism. That's what keeps it going.
every single decade and century. We've been fighting the police. We've been fighting racism all of my life, all of our children's lives, our parents' lives, our grandparents' lives, and we ain't gonna stop. Mark Dugan was a black man murdered by the police in London a few days ago.
Yes.
Alexander Argyropoulos, I might pronounce his name wrong, was murdered by the Athens police in Greece 2 weeks before Oscar Grant was murdered by Johannes Messerly and the Bart police in Oakland, California.
That's right.
That's right. The young man Saheed from Alexandria, Egypt was beaten to death by the police. That set off a whole revolution. When a young man in Tunisia, who was only 26 years old and couldn't do nothing but sell produce to care to provide for his family, was attacked by a police woman officer, and he had to go to such extremes as to set himself ablaze to protest the oppression and the repression by the police, that set off a rebellion and a revolution in Tunisia. So, my friends, we are on the precipice. We are on the very edge of something about to jump off here. A rebellion and an uprising that will be of epic proportions. I'm not no crystal ball gazer or anything like that. I'm a student of history, and I've been studying this and trying to understand this. And what's going on right now today in London is a class struggle. You think all those young people, they don't have no jobs. They've been repressed by the police. They don't have anything to do, anywhere to go. Oh, I'm talking about here. Yeah, that's right. And you know the students in Chile, they rising up right now today. So that's what time it is. We're going to take this struggle on to the Board of Education. We're going to demand that they fire these police officers, that they take a stand. You know what? Back in the day, I raised my kids in Oakland. They went to Oakland Public Schools, K through 12. And the Oakland School Board used to take these real controversial positions around shit that didn't have anything really to do with school, but it did have to do with school because everybody got educated. They said no ROTC in the school.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other real good positions. Well, they need to step up their game and take a good position on getting these cops out of our schools. Yeah. Last but not least, I want to thank everybody who came out here today, because this is what's going to make a difference. Everybody standing up and speaking out and making a loud noise. We're not going to be silenced no more. All power to the people.
Very good.
That was good.
I'd like to call up to say a few words. Lisa Tiny Cray Garcia. And Mutiago Silencio. Oh, Mutiago's gonna be filming, okay. Lisa Tiny Cray Garcia of Pobre magazine out of the city, who had just do amazing work all the time. Fighting for poor people's rights, for working class rights, for our rights, for people of color, for people that are not coddled and privileged by this system that has such brutal results. So without further ado, Tiny.
I just want to say love to the family, love to all families who have lost their boys and girls in this plantation pimp system. I also want to say that I'm the daughter of a strong black woman who raised me no matter what, notwithstanding my melanin-challenged skin. I look like my colonizer father. And what that allowed me to do is lie to landlords so that when we were houseless on the streets of MacArthur and International, I could tell a landlord that I made $60,000 a year and I was 20 years old when I was only 12, and they would believe that because racism is alive and well in America. I can't kill people! Yes, 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 and that's why young black and brown people are being killed every day. Just like the sister said before us, do not get anything mistaken. Uh-huh. We're being picked off one at a time. And I am very scared, like the brother said before, about these police who are in the schools younger and younger with our children. Uh-huh. I have a son in a unified school system, and there's already cops circling. So what's going to happen next? My son is mixed race, Mexicano, Chinese, African. I don't know what could happen to him. What I will tell you as well is that Poor Magazine is a poor people-led, indigenous people-led organization. We don't got no philanthropists who are kissing our ass. All of our words belong to all of you, to all of you are writers and reporters. But what I will say is we're trying to practice a no police calls model ever. We got a new space over on 82nd and MacArthur in the deep, purposely bladed neighborhood, poor people neighborhood, right, where the police don't even travel. Because they don't want to even be messing with us, right?
How can
we create models where we can't be killed? And I do want to put out to all you strong mamas in the house, and daddies, and uncles, and aunties, it is possible for us to actually create these systems ourselves.
Yes.
We don't need to go to this man's school. Woo! We don't need to go to these man's prisons.
Woo!
And if we actually take back the land that was originally stolen from indigenous people, that we can actually create a system that doesn't kill our people. So please, everybody, join us. Hopefulness Project at 82nd and MacArthur Boulevard are going to be starting with the community garden. We're going to move off these bloodstained American dollars, these police, and all of these killers. Thank you.
Speaking on community gardens, I was just informed that what we've been using for a podium is part of one, and so profound apologies for that. I spoke with a woman, Marty, who's been helping children in the community learn about the local horticulture and planting, you know, greater community, and so it was an unfortunate misstep, literally, quite literally, and so I just wanted to take a second to acknowledge that. And I'd like to, at this point, I'd like to call up D. Allen.
Just for your point of information, 5 minutes to your mark.
Okay, cool.
So you would have concluding remarks.
Okay.
Sean Gillis.
I just heard that there's a couple more speakers who can carry this whole thing out a lot better than I can. Who can deliver a rousing speech for all y'all. But I've been called up here, I have nothing prepared. And there's nothing else I can add to what everybody else has said. But in the past several months, there have been like police assassinations going on different parts of the Bay. Even as far away as the other side of the pond, London, from August 4th on. Since the death of alleged gangbanger and crack cocaine dealer, and he's also a father of four, Marcus Brown, age 29, shot by scores of London police officers. The old Bill snuffed him. He had no chance to escape from any of that. But something good came out of that.
Woo, yes it did.
Riots that went on for the past 6 days. The Tottenham neighborhood of London to other neighborhoods.
Break down the system.
According to Wikipedia and BBC News, the Tottenham riots of 2011 are considered the worst racial civil unrest that has taken place since the 1985 Brixton riots, the one that resulted in a cop getting beheaded.
Yes.
If that is not class vengeance, I don't know what is.
That's just like classic.
And as one of these young people said here, an insurrection needs to happen here in Oakland. One has already happened in 2009. Two or three phases of it. But it needs to happen again in order to let the cops, not only in the city police department, but the unified school district cops, know that the folks ain't gonna take it.
Yeah. Woo!
And cops don't tend to follow the laws that they are hired to enforce. They only follow one law, one that is not written in the law books. And that is subdue your target by any means necessary, then cover it up later. An unwritten law that I have written about as far back as January 1995. I'm going to close this out with a little piece I'm about to spit out with y'all rapid fire. If y'all have the time to listen to a little poem.
Yeah.
This piece is called Unwritten Law. And that unwritten law is... The only good cop that lives, that keeps his, is one that keeps his mouth shut. Thrown to the wall and handcuffed with insurmountable force. You question the physical harshness used against you. Swung club to the spine, swung fist in the eye, and ran the pounds of kicks were the only response. Curbside justice, badge and a gun, eyes full of hatred. 5-on-1, a warranted search, unwilling pawn, in a game of pinata, where in lieu of a paper beast, a human ribcage gets smashed. Dick brain, domineering depraved, volunteer gun running, drug selling slave, protector, uniform fool, aggressor, rich man's tool. Which of these portrayals best fit he who circumvents the law he's sworn to uphold? The policeman or sheriff? All. Somewhere tonight, the unwritten law of brutality and hate will be carried out on unarmed innocents, on any one of us listening to this. Tasting the pain born from arrogance, fascist grace, under a red blue squad car light glow. The only good cop that lives is a bad cop that keeps his mouth shut. Or so they say. That piece is called Unwritten Law. And for today, I'm dedicating that to the mother of Raheem Brown, Lori Brown. Happy birthday. And rest in peace, Raheem.
Okay, y'all, so... we have a few more speakers, and we can also contain this rally outside of the steps of the Oakland Unified School District building. But we got a time check here a little bit because it's 4:45, and the school board meeting starts at 5 p.m. So I want to call up I think we should start the march over to the school board meeting. Make sure that we're there on time, and we'll convene on the front steps and have a few more speakers talk about what's happening and why we're there.